Thank you, Richard, and good morning to you in Harrogate. The aims of this particular part of the transitions portfolio was to try to quantify access to gaps and barriers for different communities within the UK, and to provide some kind of evidence-based assessment of the significance of those barriers. In tackling this, we've done quite a lot of desk research. We've done a focus group, done some interviews. Interestingly, we've also been looking at the UK Labour Force survey and trying to get a sense of the size and scale of both explicit and latent demand for scholarly information outside the affiliated institutions like the big pharmaceutical companies and HE. But really today I'm going to talk about some of the key headline findings of a survey which we conducted. The survey comprised 20,000 email invitations, and those went out to a structured sample of journal authors, so people who are already within the system as authors, but we broadened that out to include people who had signed up for pay-per-view access to journal materials, and also people who had subscribed to various technical magazines. So it's really a stratified sample of the whole of the UK space for knowledge workers. Now, because it's so broad in its scope, we have taken the view of we report the findings at the level of broad sectors. So we're not going to compare between sectors, but give you data which is compiled within sectors. Those sectors are universities and colleges, medical schools and health providers, industry and commerce, and research institutes. These are things like government labs. And because I don't have much time this morning, I'm just going to give some examples of data that we've collected from universities and colleges in the UK and contrast that with data from industry and commerce. Quite interestingly, some big differences, but also quite a lot of commonality. The way we structured the survey was very much from the general to the specific. So we had a whole series of filtered questions as people went through the survey, because we don't want to ask questions that are inappropriate to people's immediate circumstances. And what I've tried to do on this slide, this is trying to give a sense of the big picture for users in our universities and colleges, is a sense of the relative proportions of people who are reporting explicitly that they're having problems with either gaps or access. And I'll explain this briefly. We've rescaled this slide per 1,000 entrants into the survey. And the first set of questions is really designed to explore and filter out those people for whom either journal articles or conference papers were not important. If they're not important to you and your job, then we move on to other questions. So as you can see, at that first filter, journal articles are extremely important in universities and colleges, as indeed are conference papers, with 77% of people saying they were really valued part of their workflow. As we moved down, we asked another set of questions about how people felt about their current level of satisfaction with the scholarly information system. And as you can see, 68 of those 1,000 people who entered the academic survey said that they were currently either fairly or very dissatisfied with their current level of access. Now, those people that expressed an explicit dissatisfaction, we then asked to reflect on a critical incident, a recent example where they tried to access a journal paper or a conference paper and explored in some detail the kinds of issues that they were facing with accessing that full text. And we're now moving down to 51 of the 1,000 who entered the survey said that they'd had a recent and quite serious problem accessing a particular full text. And we explored some of those issues, and one of the questions we asked was, did you find, I'm sure you had different coping mechanisms for trying to access that material, but were you eventually successful? And you can see the results here. But the big picture, I guess, for that first slide is a relatively low numbers of dissatisfied and unsuccessful UK academics in the sense of being able to access the full text of journal materials, but a rather more challenging situation with respect to conference papers. So we now move to industry and commerce, and you'll see here a broadly similar picture in the sense that conference papers are offering rather more of a challenge in terms of access to people in industry. But broadly speaking, the data for conferences in this slide is very similar indeed to that for the universities and colleges. But here, when we move from the affiliated institutions that make up our universities and colleges out into industry, we see a much more serious picture emerging in terms of access to journal materials. And do you remember that these figures relate to only those people who have said that journal materials are an important part of their workflow? We've also asked a general question of everyone in the survey relating to their perceptions of their current level of access. And here you can see, by and large, in the university system, within the university walls, the proportion, indeed for most of the organisations, most people rate their current level of access to journal articles as being either excellent, good, or variable. But if you look at these data more closely, you can see there is a general pattern of issues within industry being rather more challenging than those within the walls of academia. Having reflected on their perceptions of their current level of access, we also asked them about their perceptions of change. We asked them to reflect back over a 5-year period and compare levels of access to the system now compared with 5 years ago. Again, this clearly again highlights that there are some quite serious issues in relation to conference papers. But by and large, it's a very positive, the direction of travel for access to journal materials is certainly very positive, with especially in the case of universities and colleges. Now, although our central mission was to look at journal materials and conference papers, we thought we really had to try to put those materials into a broader context. So we've also asked questions about a whole series of other types of information resource, things like clinical guidelines, technical reports, technical standards, and so on. And what I've done on this slide is to produce a scattergram where the vertical axis shows the percentage of those people in our survey who said that they found access to these materials either easy, very easy, or fairly easy. And on the bottom scale, we have the relative importance of those materials in terms of their own personal workflow. And those are measured on a scale of 1 to 7, where 7 is very extremely useful. You can see, in the case of universities and colleges, that in terms of both ease of access and importance, original research papers and review papers score very highly on both dimensions. We can also see that conference papers score quite high in terms of importance in relation to workflow, but less successful in terms of ease of access. Now, try to remember that slide, we now move to the industry and commerce. And although there's quite a bit of churn in relation to, as you might expect, in relation to things like the importance and accessibility of things like patents, again we have this pattern where review articles and original research papers are really very important to people in UK industry and commerce. And relative to most of the other scholarly resources on this slide, they are, relatively speaking, in relation to those other resources, access is reasonably easy in a relative sense. And again, we have conference papers occupying a kind of a middling position between those two axes. We had a free text question where we asked people which areas of the scholarly communication supply chain would you like to see improved and why? And this is our interpretation of those free text responses. As you can see right at the top, the main issue for researchers in all of the sectors apart from the health sector is gaps in their collection, inability to access materials which they would like to be able to access. An unwillingness to pay per view, at least in terms of what constitute the current level of pricing. And we can also see some issues here about technical barriers and about a more general conviction that came through in many of the responses that was very favourable to open access and saw open access as one of the ways forward. We had a critical instance question where we asked people, okay, well, if you feel dissatisfied or fairly dissatisfied with your access to the journal system, can you reflect on a recent example where you've needed to access a full text but have had some serious difficulty? In this case, remember we're looking at a relatively small proportion of the people who entered the survey, but nonetheless, these are serious problems for them. We asked them, well, okay, what kinds of, given that you've hit some kind of a brick wall, what kinds of actions have you taken to try to mitigate, try to cope with that situation? And on this radar plot, we can see for universities and colleges that the three main coping mechanisms, at the top, they've approached the author directly, but rather worryingly, the two modal responses to this question were either that they'd given up and done something else, or they'd given up looking for that particular paper, and their coping strategy had then been to try to find similar content elsewhere. Now, I think I would argue that that could be quite a serious opportunity cost that's been wasted. It's certainly reflecting a waste of human resources. And when we look at the coping mechanisms within industry and commerce, we see a broadly similar result in the sense that if people can't get through to the content they need, they'll simply give up, do something else, or change tack and look for separate content, which I think is a wasted opportunity for the publisher and a wasted opportunity for the librarian and a very negative outcome for the user. As you'll see from this slide, when it comes to people in industry, they're employing a much less broad palette of coping strategies. Thank you very much. The slides will be up on the UKSG website very, very shortly, and our report from RIN and the other sponsors will be up in the next few weeks. So thank you very much.